Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
That was Burt Breer and Phil Perry last night on Early Edition. It's the final hour of Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to the clip du jour and grab bag on the way. WEEI Afternoons at 2 o'clock. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. They'll talk to Tommy Curran and good friend of the show, Andrew Razor Raycroft.
Hell
today,
yeah.
With the red hot Bruins, the winners of one in a row.
Ooh, what are they?
One in a row and two out of three.
Swayman got benched, basically. That's what's happening. Corpusalo never plays back-to-back games.
That's true. Another Corpy night.
Corpy in net.
So I'm sure good stuff there. But you hear Breer and Perry last night. Bert's like, yeah, Bill had to be talked out of taking Keon White at pick 17 after trading down for and ultimately selecting Christian Gonzalez. They went
what now?
14 to 17, I believe. Now, I had heard the second thing that Phil said, and maybe Phil's even written this. Maybe I've heard Phil say it. I had heard that second part, that they were comfortable trading down because they liked both Christian Gonzalez and Keon White. I had heard when they took Keon White in the second round, and you hear this all the time, actually, we're surprised he wasn't a first-round pick. Like, you hear that all the time with second-round picks. We thought he'd go in the first
round. Yeah, of course. There's only 32 of them.
I had not heard Bill had to be talked out of taking Keon White ahead of Christian Gonzalez.
So we've been accused of piling on Bill Belichick.
Sure.
And I'm all for it. I'm all for the good information and the new stuff. This was comical to me. And I don't doubt that it's not true.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, it comes up now because people are like, why is it coming out now? Well, they just got rid of Keon White. And Keon White clearly was, at least here, not a fit and on his way to being a bust. Maybe he resurrects his career somewhere else, but didn't work out for a second-round pick. Meanwhile, Christian Gonzalez is one of the best corners in the league. And it's one of these ones where Bill does get credit for Gonzalez, and now it's like,
well
yeah, right. They're like trying to come in and be like, because I already look at it as Bill, the last half of his career, was a below-average drafter, but you're going to have hits, you're going to have misses like everybody, but there were some just over-the-top misses. Like, there were a lot of first-round pick misses, where early in his career, even though he was still picking late in the first round, it was almost all hits. It was like a hit parade for a while. When he got like Seymour and Wilfork and Warren, like those are awesome.
Great.
And then he bounced back with like Hightower and Jones. Those were great picks.
Even, I mean, McCourty had to move positions, but even
that
McCourty,
worked out. That was great. That, and those were back-to-back years, I think. And so, but that's also 14 years ago or 12 years ago or whatever. So it was obviously bad. I don't think anybody's really arguing that it wasn't, but it's funny because you're like, well, he did get Gonzalez, and you're like, yeah,
did
but he
though?
Really wanted Keon White, which would have gone down as another first-round bust.
But that, to me, sounds believable, by the way.
Oh, it's 100% believable, but it's almost like, oh, my God, this guy, you're beating the hell out of him while he's down.
Right, I am suspicious at the timing. It's like, okay, all this comes out now. Maybe Breer's reported it before and I've missed it.
No, I would have remembered this.
That second thing that Phil said, I've 100% heard. But I didn't realize, like, Bill was like, guys, we're taking Keon White. And they're like, Bill, come on. This kid is falling down the draft. We can't even believe we had him at 14. We already let you trade down. from 14 to 17 and risking out on losing him there. Didn't the Commanders in the middle take a corner? They took that kid Forbes, right? Who's terrible? Is that his name?
They already cut him.
They took Emmanuel Forbes at 16.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Another team in between. You traded out. Bill knows everything. Bill's plugged into the league. He knows all. He knew who the Commanders were going to take. I mean, that's the excuse I heard at the time.
Well, that was wild because I remember I was on that night doing the draft party.
I listened to you guys that night.
And so Witherspoon went 5. And you're like, all right, that was probably the corner that was going to go first. But we all loved Gonzalez. It was like Fitzy, Shime, Hart. We were all on. Everybody loved Gonzalez.
You guys were throwing a party.
Yes.
When
like they're gonna
Gonzalez
get him.
Was there at 14, and then they traded down, and you guys were all miserable.
We lost our minds, and then he drafted him, and then we were all very excited. Had they traded down and taken Keon White, who probably would have had the same expression on his face after he got picked in the second round, and then Gonzalez would have gone... I'm trying to think when the next corner went. Maybe it doesn't even matter. Maybe somebody would have just hopped up and grabbed him because now you're seeing like a little bit of a free fall.
Well, that's always a risk.
He was like a projected top 10 pick, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think both he and Witherspoon were mocked in the top 10 that year.
Yeah.
Now, those are just mock drafts. Like, who knows?
Right.
But, yeah, a team could have jumped up. The Commanders took a corner. And so I never really liked the idea of him trading down. So, anyway, it's like, hey.
Yeah.
Bill, we already let you move down and risk losing out on him once. Now you're going to pass on him again to take Keon White.
Yeah.
No. So I am suspect of the timing of it. Why is it coming out now? But Bill falling in love with a player like Keon White and not loving a guy who, let's face it, the book on Gonzalez, and maybe we've seen some of this with him missing 8 weeks to a hamstring injury. The book was, and I don't know if this has played out, he's a little soft in the run game. He's not willing to tackle. I think he's actually much more willing than I ever thought in the run game. But I could see Bill passing on a guy like Gonzo to take a guy who is a physical specimen, Keon White. Like, that rings true to me.
Yeah, because I think McCourty was the only corner, and obviously he moved to safety, but when they drafted him, was he the only corner they took in the first round? Because he would always take one in the second round, and they would always suck.
Yeah, on Bill's watch, maybe.
Bill, like, I don't think they took
Ty Law was during Parcells.
Yeah.
I got to think about it. Tabucky Jones was
Parcells, yeah, right? Well, or Carroll.
That was Kraft with the stopwatch.
Yeah, right. So I think normally his first round pick or his corners were in the second round, and it was like
Darius Butler, Ross I. Dowling,
Duke Dawson.
Thank you. That was the one. Juwan
Williams.
Yeah.
Like, it was a long list. Terrence Wheatley.
So I think you're right. So it even is an outlier for Bill. He didn't do it. It's not like he never did it. He was here for 20 years. He ended up doing everything, but that was not something he typically did, which also is an outlier for him. Good point.
But that's funny. Really wanted Keon White. They did get Keon White, so he must have been thrilled. The two guys he wanted in the first round, he got them both.
Keon White,
like, the only other defensive back they took in the first round was Merriweather.
Yeah, safety, Brandon Merriweather. At like the very end, was that pick 31 or something?
Probably. Yeah. That's the draft
24.
Where
it was higher than I thought.
They had no other picks. Remember, that was a draft. They drafted Merriweather and they didn't pick again until like the fourth round. So, no.
That was the Moss Welker year.
Yeah.
Right? They traded for those guys.
So, Keon White is not their biggest bust of a draft pick. He's not. But if they took him at 17 and the story comes out that, you know, everybody else in the draft room wanted Gonzalez and Bill couldn't get talked out of it, mm-hmm. and he took Keon White over him, that. He would have a real argument to be the biggest bust. Instead, he's a second-round pick. He's just on a long list of whiffed second-round picks by Bill Belichick.
Yep.
And I get why you roll the dice on a guy who is and remains a physical freak. Like, he is.
But he looks like he should be great.
And I like the attitude, too. We were joking about it yesterday on draft night where he's just stoic and, like, looks angry that he got drafted. Like, I think that's amusing.
It is.
But apparently he can't play. So that's a problem, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder how he's going to fit in. Or are we even going to, like, hear his name again the rest of the way? Like, I feel like there's a chance.
In San Fran, maybe.
Yeah. Who do you think we're going to hear about more? Kyle Duggar?
Oh, I agree with that.
I think Duggar, again, not a perfect player by any means, but... I mean, you put him in Pittsburgh. They've had a long history of like physical safeties and all that. There's going to be a play that we see where maybe like, you know, Duggar makes a big tackle. I wouldn't hold my breath on, you know, the Keon White like 3-sack game and he's a menace. I'm not all that worried about it.
No, I think that's probably fair. You see, by the way, any of Christian Gonzalez with Pat Surtain? So
I just read the quotes. I didn't watch it.
So he does a podcast with, I think is it Terrell Armstrong? Is that the corner on the Lions?
Yeah. Oh, you mean Surtain does it.
Surtain does a podcast.
Can you imagine Gonzalez hosting a podcast? Like, dude, you need to talk.
Guys, a 30-second podcast.
I can't imagine him on a podcast.
I
guess it was just, but it was like a lot of patting on the back.
It was a love fest.
It was.
But Surtain said, I'm not going to lie, I respect your game. How do you make it look so easy? And then Gonzalez answered it.
And then he's like, we actually have 10 quick questions for you. We have a speed round of man-to-man-to-man.
I don't know.
What do you say?
Christian Gonzalez hosting a podcast would be
incredible.
Wild.
It would be incredible.
Keith, it would stand out, though, because most podcasts are far too long. No disrespect to any podcast. Most podcasts are rambling and far too long.
Dork might not be long enough.
Time in the world. Well, that's what many are saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Christian Gonzalez would stand out, and it would be the fastest podcast anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Still with, interestingly, wild breaks of silence, awkward silence.
Yeah.
Although I hear that plays on the radio.
Again,
some people
it does well.
Some people tend to like it.
It does well.
Some people tend to like awkward pauses and a lot of silence.
Rhetorical questions in the dead air.
That does do well. So maybe Gonzalez could be onto something.
The new strategy.
But no, I thought that was interesting that Sertan was so complimentary. Just to have what I would the defensive
maybe
player
the
of the
two
year
best guy. I mean, depending on how high you want to put Gonzalez, Sertan's the best corner in the league,
that's
and he's also
think.
One of the reasons why Denver would be a team to be afraid of. Although he's banged up right now, right? He's out for a couple weeks.
Yep.
The old pec strain.
The old pec strain.
Too many push-ups.
Too much.
Ease
happened.
Up on the push-ups
that's
there.
That's happened to me.
Was it too many push-ups?
Yeah, too many push-ups.
Push-ups to fatigue and it just popped.
Benching too much.
Yeah.
That's when I got the old pec
injury.
I get it. We were talking earlier. We played the Orlovsky clip for MVP and who's playing better, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not Drake May can sustain his level of play, I do think is fair. Like, we haven't seen it yet. It's been 8 games, 7 really good games in there. But, and this is not Drake's fault, he did beat Buffalo. He went to Buffalo on national TV and out-dueled Josh Allen, who's right now second-best odds to win MVP. He won it a year ago. So this is not Drake May's fault, but I agree. They haven't had the hardest schedule, and he hasn't done it for a sustained period of time. Those, to me, are valid criticisms of Drake May. I don't think the sustained period of time concerns me all that much. He came through last week against arguably the best defense in the NFL, or one of them, in the Cleveland Browns. So I think he can continue to do that. In fact, if you look at some of the metrics, he's faced a bunch of the top passing defenses over the last 5-6 weeks, top 10 passing defenses, and he's putting up huge numbers. One thing I'm less sure about, and May talked about this yesterday, he kind of let off his press conference talking about football weather.
Yeah.
And
how's it going
to
look?
Well, and I just genuinely don't know the answer. I don't think it's supposed to be crappy on Sunday. But, like, it's been crummy out these past couple of days, and it's getting colder, and the weather is going to turn.
No, it's going to be like 55.
So again, I'm not saying we even see it this Sunday or we see it anytime soon. That is something we just don't know. We don't know how he's going to play in crummy conditions and bad weather, and this is something we used to make fun of a lot of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, Brady can play anywhere, anytime, doesn't matter the conditions, doesn't matter what it's like out there. And it's a really high-end comp, but there's stats every week where May is compared to Tom Brady.
It's nonstop.
And we used to mock the quarterbacks who can't play outside and can't play in the elements. This is New England. This is football. So can he do it? I mean, that's a real question with Drake May going forward. His arm is certainly cut out to play in the Northeast. Like, he can cut a football, I'm sure, through any kind of wind. But can he handle the conditions and elements? That's something we might find out, hopefully for the better, but we don't know the answer.
Well, at Buffalo in December last year, he was 22 of 36 for 261 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick.
Right, but that was also the game where he had a fumble and a turn. So like
that was a backwards pass to Ramondre where he got hit, so that counted as a fumble.
So, but they lost that game.
They did.
So
he played well in December in Buffalo.
That's a good example.
No, I know, he's been so, like, the deep ball's been so good that you got to wonder, like, does that, not that his arm's not strong enough, but is that going to be as reliable when it's freezing? And if you're playing a playoff game in New England, a playoff game in Buffalo, Kansas City, a lot of the top AFC teams, I mean, not Indianapolis, clearly, but Denver, Baltimore, Kansas City, like a lot of those teams, the good kind of contending teams right now, it would be a pretty cold game. Now, his running ability should translate everywhere.
Well,
that's something that, like, you know, obviously Brady and like Manning never really had that to use and to fall back on. So that'll be helpful. But yeah, just getting used to it. And it's hard to say. I mean, you know, some quarterbacks, you don't, just because they played college in the South doesn't mean they can't be good. You know, I mean, Tom Brady was a California kid, and obviously he went to Michigan, so he played in some cold weather games. But it's not always, like, Drew Brees was always funny to me. He played in Purdue. He played in a lot of weather games in Purdue. And then because he went to the Saints, it just ended up being like a dome quarterback and then kind of stuck. His stats were so much better in a dome than
not.
I mean,
right, it stuck because he was not great outdoors compared to indoors.
But it became like a thing, and then it was like, oh, there you go.
But you would have thought, given his collegiate pedigree, that this is a guy who could play outside.
Like Matt Ryan was from the Northeast, went to BC, but then he also became a dumb quarterback. So it can kind of flip, and you'll get a bunch of chances. I mean, there's no warm weather games unless there's like a weird kind of schedule. Starting in December, you're home to the Giants, then you have a bye, you're home to the Bills, at Baltimore, at New York, home to Miami. Like, those all could potentially be cold games.
So No, I just, I'm not saying he can't do it. But,
of course, but we got
to
see it.
But to your point about the deep throws is a good point, too. Is that the kind of thing, like the Vrabel offense is from Tennessee. Derrick Henry is a big luxury to have.
That was nice.
But like smash mouth football, by the book, the cliche would be that should translate to January, right?
Yeah.
Hucking it deep at the rate, you already expect a bit of a course correction.
It has to come down a little bit.
Anyway, yes. Just in like perfect pristine.
All dome games
domed
it would come down.
Conditions,
yeah.
It's just, it's such an outlier. You had the graphic yesterday. Historically, any quarterback in the history of the sport.
It's not even this season. It's all-time guys.
He's shattering the scale for deep target accuracy and efficiency and all these things. He's broken the scale. So it has to correct and regress to the mean anyways. Never mind the weather that you're factoring in. I mean, the way the Patriots play offense, that is a team or would be a team that you would look at in a vacuum and you'd say, well, I don't know that that's going to translate to January. And so that is something you got to keep in the back of your mind with the way they're playing. And that might be a reason to acquire a running back or, as Reese pointed out weeks ago, establishing a running game so that you can get Drake May some help when the weather turns. That may be an important thing for this team.
I agree. I mean, Breece Hall, top of my list. We've had people text in about Chase Brown, Tony Pollard. Like, those are all pretty good names. Because I don't think anybody's coming in here necessarily and you're like, all right, we're not going to see Ramondre or Trevion Henderson anymore. Like, I think they'll all play, but there's a chance if you go a little bit more kind of big upside player, maybe they at least take the majority of the carries and kind of help change your offense a little bit.
Well, sure. And if they don't, the one thing I at least like last week out of Trevion Henderson is finally the explosion that we saw in preseason, or the explosiveness is there. And so I was worried that just didn't translate on an NFL football field in a real game. It did in the preseason. It certainly did in college. I was starting to get worried about that because we hadn't seen it. Last week, we saw flashes in a pretty good overall game from Henderson, at least until a fumble late. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus Tommy Curran and the Razor. Andrew Raycroft, good friend of the show.
Nice.
He'll be breaking it all down on the Bruins, going back-to-back with Corpy tonight.
Corpy.
And sitting down, Jeremy Swayman will get you the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Congratulations! Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Clip du jour.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We mentioned it briefly earlier in the show, but the World Series last night saw the Toronto Blue Jays win once again. They are now a game away from winning the whole thing, and they could do it in front of their home crowd tomorrow night as Game 6 will be played in Toronto. It is Blue Jays Dodgers, of course, and it'll be Kevin Gausman, Red Sox killer, opposite Yamamoto, who has had an awesome postseason.
Yeah, he was ready to go in that 18. He was going to pitch the 19th
in
the 18-inning game the other day, and yeah,
Crazy. He's been
unreal. Nick did point this out earlier. I guess this hadn't occurred to me. We are Blue Jays haters, Keith.
We hate the Jays?
Yeah.
Why do we hate the Jays?
Well, there's two games left, both in Toronto. Who are you picking to win the World Series despite the Blue Jays 3-2 lead?
I'm picking the Dodgers.
Me too.
I've picked against the Dodgers picked against the Jays every step of the way.
This is what Nick pointed out.
I've been so wrong.
I guess
I'm the Dodgers.
To the World Series.
Well, that man wasn't thinking straight.
But we had the Yankees over the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
We had the Mariners over the Blue Jays. We still have the Dodgers over the Blue Jays. If you went back and listened to every individual pick for every individual game, I probably would have picked against the Blue. So I guess I just don't respect them. But I guess
tomorrow night, good spot for the Dodgers.
I'll take Yamamoto and the Dodgers.
They're going to win it though. The Blue Jays probably.
I guess I just have to respect them once they actually win it. I guess.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want
grab bag.
You can't handle the
grab bag.
How about this Thursday night football week 9? Kicks off tonight, Jones.
Okay.
It'll be the 2-win Dolphins hosting the 2-win Ravens.
That's the show's Super Bowl winner right there.
They need to turn it around.
Yeah.
They are expected to do so. Despite being on the road, they are 7.5-point favorites.
Okay.
In Miami. Looks like Lamar's back.
Who do you think wins the game? The Ravens should win the game.
I think the Ravens win. I'm not entirely sure they cover.
Yeah, I don't know. What'd you say? It was 7 or 7.5?
7.5. Yeah, the hook.
That feels like begging you to pick Miami. That feels like Vegas is begging for you to take Miami. They're like, you even get the hook at home.
I can't make heads or tails
of
the whole thing.
That feels like they want, I smell a rat is what I smell.
Oh, rat smell.
Yeah, so maybe it's Ravens in a blowout. Maybe that's what it is.
Total of 51.5, though.
I like that.
Points.
Yeah, load up your fantasy lineups tonight, specifically with Ravens, but throw your Dolphins
in
there.
Yeah, I had to go Tua in a pinch. I think I might have to roll Tua.
Tua's fine.
Yeah.
Achan, obviously. Get him in every week.
See, Achan just scores touchdowns every week.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a touchdown machine.
Waddle?
Waddle had a good play last week.
Get all 51.5, get them all in your lineup, yeah.
Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. You already know that I'm killing this track. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. Everyone knows that I'm killing this track.
Every single one of the listeners of a station called WEEI. They always talking about the grab bag, but it's not like they ever had a reason why. Every time I try to find out what a grab bag is, I find out that my wish is denied. Look at the way that I know how to rap, I be spitting these bars and I don't even try. Is it when I grab up on any bag, or does it have to be a certain one? Is it even describing a bag, bro? Is it even describing an action? Like if you were just talking at random, just give me an answer. Or get up out of my face, so I can go get the A.
Grab bag. Grab bag, grab bag. You already know that I'm killing this track. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. Everyone knows that I'm killing this track.
Bruins home tonight against the Sabres,
what
trying to make 2 wins in a row. We already mentioned how Marco Sturm announced today that it will be Korpisalo in net. And if he wins, obviously good news, but then it's like, all right.
Ride that hot hand.
What do you do there? Swayman going to be cheering him on from the side.
Yeah.
Or Korpisalo could play like Korpisalo and they just lose the game.
They don't have a back to if Corpy keeps winning, Keith,
yeah.
They don't have a back-to-back for weeks.
Yeah.
Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Like, they don't have a back-to-back forever.
You could just keep seeing this guy?
Keep Ride Corpy, Keith.
Is that the plan?
Yes. Ride.
That's a little concerning.
Well, I think that's Sturm's plan.
Yeah, it might be the Sturminator's plan.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Grab bag?
Celtics back in action tomorrow after their win over the Cavs last night. We talked about that. Very impressive win for them. Shot the lights out. Just made a lot of threes, and they out-rebounded the Cavs.
They took a lot and made a lot.
Yeah.
Shot okay.
30-point night for Jaylen Brown. But tomorrow, Jones' favorite thing. You might have to DVR this while you're trick-or-treating because game one of the NBA Cup is tomorrow.
Good.
It is Celtics and Sixers. Actually, you can't DVR it because it's on Prime Video. So do they have a replay option?
Does that just live there? Yeah, I think
might just be there forever.
Yeah, well, later that night anyway. I don't know if it's always there.
You just always have it there?
Group B is tough, Keith.
Yeah,
I was going through this morning, actually.
Yeah, you're looking at it.
You had to remind me about one of the teams. I knew it so well.
Absolute buzzsaw.
Orlando, yeah. Detroit, Philly, and Brooklyn. Group B.
Looks good.
Hornets nest.
Whoever comes out of Group B, you like?
Group B. Well, what I always say is if you're coming out of Group B, you're going to be battle tested.
Yeah, that's true.
B's for battle tested. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're going to be, yeah.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music, going to give it away.
Sure. There it is.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
All right, we also take calls occasionally in the grab bag. Jones, let's go to Josh in Springfield here.
Oh,
I believe on the grab bag. Josh, what do you have?
Hello, Josh.
I just have to point out that that grab bag hip hop banger.
That last one.
I need that on a I need that on a playlist.
Okay.
And I gotta be honest, a little bit tired of hearing Final Countdown there. Maybe might want a new opening. I don't know.
Okay. I don't care for that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Suggestion, Josh.
Was he talking about this one?
All right, Rich. Here we go.
No, probably not. Probably the one prior to that.
Yeah. Well, so
I appreciate the positive feedback there, but I don't really love the negative feedback about the intro, which is a timeless classic.
That's not, though, a bad idea to have like a playlist of some of these grab bags.
That's true.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Terp?
Anybody?
Terp, get on it.
I don't know, Terp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
That could be on there.
That would be on there.
I would imagine.
I mean, we have to whittle it down to however many you can put on a playlist. But congratulations.
Is it not 400?
400. Yeah, maybe just put them all on there.
Yeah, wow.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just play them all.
Quite a playlist.
Congratulations to Marcus Jones. Gets the contract extension this week. Also named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month.
Wow.
Of the month.
Now, I don't want to chop him down, Keith. He's already teeny tiny enough.
It seems like you're about to. You kind of just did there, and it seems like you're about to further.
He's already small enough.
Yeah.
So I don't want to chop him down, but has he even been the best defensive player on the Patriots over the last month?
No. He's been good. He's had a couple of picks. He picked off Josh Allen in the end zone.
No, he's been great, and he's worth the contract, and like I think he's a good player.
I would argue.
Has he even been their best defensive player, never mind the best defensive player in the AFC?
Again, not to drop an elbow on Marcus Jones and his candidacy or even his win, as it turns out. If Myles Garrett only played one game all month and it was last week's game, I think he would win.
He's got a good argument for it.
He had 5 sacks in one game.
Yeah.
So it wasn't him?
Apparently not.
So Marcus Jones greater than Myles Garrett?
What did he do in the other three, though? Probably
honestly?
Probably only a couple sacks.
What did he do in those other games?
I don't know.
Did he play? Did he not play?
I have no idea.
Even if he did, I feel like he still got himself a good chance.
Do they factor in record? Like, is this one of those things like...
winning games?
Yeah. Is that like a tiebreaker where, the Patriots didn't lose a game all month, so they're on a short list, like them and the Colts, I guess, or them and the Broncos, I guess?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
He only had one other sack.
Okay, so he only had six sacks in the month?
Six sacks in the month.
Marcus Jones had 2 picks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, look,
Again, congratulations are in order.
I didn't realize, and I don't want to chop him down again.
No.
It's not what I want to do.
Please don't.
I know you want to go there.
I don't.
It's not what I want to do.
It's a nice player.
I didn't expect him to be AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Month, rather.
Grab back, more grab back, then grab back, more grab back, then grab back, more
How about this? Yeah. Keeping up with the WAG info, you know me. I like to keep on top of this.
Sure.
Klay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion, not only are they together, apparently they live together now.
What happened?
There's some scuttlebutt on the internet. Oh, Tori Craig's yesterday's papers.
Tori Craig, yeah.
Tori Craig, see you, dude.
Because I do remember. Yeah.
She loves Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's very nice to her, she has said.
Was Tori Craig not?
Well, I don't know.
Is that the implication?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she's really talked up the kindness of Klay Thompson.
I forgot about this. So
power couple.
Wasn't there a picture of them like poolside or her poolside where he was like in the background just like chilling on like a deck chair?
Yeah, that's how it got right. They're like, kidding. I'm pretty sure that's Klay Thompson.
No kidding.
But then they've been spotted at like real places and stuff together.
So now they live
but they
together.
Love each other.
Good for them.
Yeah. Wow. I love love.
You do.
So the fact that those two are together makes me feel pretty happy. You know.
All right, good. I mean, you love love. I'm very jealous of everyone else's love. So, yeah. But good for them. Good for them.
That guy sounds like me from earlier in the week.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those Greg Reeds that's airing right now. Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of just left that in there.
Yeah, I might go.
FanDuel.
Okay. I mean, that's fine.
It's going around. It's going around.
It is.
It's catching a lot of people.
People have it.
FanDuel.
Hey, it's Greg.
All right, your horror movie of the day.
Yeah.
Only one more sleep until Halloween. Going with an all-time classic. One of the scariest movies I've ever seen. And got the most, I guess, like WTF moments in a movie. The Shining.
Oh, sure.
The original Shining.
Sure.
Haunting. Scared. Stephen King hates the movie. But
you're saying it's off the air earlier today. I didn't realize that. He doesn't like the film.
Yeah, so one of the criticisms I remember reading him, I think he said in like an interview, was that in the book, The Shining, the Jack Nicholson character is like, it's a descent into madness. Whereas, like, this movie...
Too mad, too quick.
The first time you see him, you're like, something's up with that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the look of that guy.
Yeah, Stephen,
like, they made him out to be, like, bad too early.
Stephen King, such a book guy.
Too much. Stick to the book,
yeah,
huh?
No, yeah. I'm just saying. He's like, the book's better than the
movie. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. Sure. Well, thanks a lot.
So, anyway, there is that. And then they redid the movie on a TV version, which apparently Stephen King liked more. And it was the guy from Wings, Steven Weber, played Jack Torrance.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. For whatever that is worth. But yeah, going with The Shining. I think that's a all-timers. You can watch that bad boy tonight. Let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night, shall we? Your
sure.
five nominees. Once again, is he sneaky an MVP candidate?
Who is
Austin
it?
Reeves.
Oh, maybe. What'd he do?
28 points, 16 assists.
I'm almost let down by that line. That's how good he's been. That
28
is an MVP candidate.
Though, and they got Lakers got another win over the T-Wolves. Speaking of the T-Wolves, Julius Randle in a loss, 33 points, 5 boards, 6 assists.
All right.
Lauri Markkanen.
Another 50 burger?
Lauri Markkanen had 32 points and 5 boards.
Yeah.
Scotty Barnes, he's going to be all-star.
My man Scotty Barnes, 31 sure. points, 5 boards for the Raptors. Or was it Cade Cunningham, 30 points, 6 rebounds, and 10 assists?
I think you got to go Reeves. They won in Minnesota, as you said. Yeah. Monster. I think you got to go Austin Reeves.
The guy's great.
Yeah.
The guy's great. I only remember Austin Reeves. There was an Instagram video. Remember I talked about this before? Where they're like Austin Reeves, when there are baddies in the front row, turns into like Kobe Bryant. They like he like
must,
fell into like
be
a front
a lot
row.
Of baddies front row.
It was like all like Instagram models in the front row. He like fell into them, and then they cut to highlights of him just burying threes, like 100 threes. It was like killing it. Like nice. All right, whatever works.
Well, they don't need LeBron and they don't need Luka.
Nope, they got Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
And it's another happy birthday to this gentleman as well.
Oh.
Celebrating his birthday, that gives it away. He is.
I gotta start looking at these.
Yeah, he's a former big leaguer who was a shortstop. Played 10 years in the majors.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
One-time All-Star.
That's a clue. 10 years in the majors. Okay, that's
10 years
one
in the majors.
Yeah.
One-time All-Star shortstop.
Uh-huh.
Not his All-Star season, but he did finish 18th in the MVP one year.
Sure.
The most home runs he hit in the season was 14.
Oh, boy.
But in that same season, he had 30 swipes.
Well, I like that.
He played for three teams.
Okay.
Twins, Rays, Padres. He was also in a World Series. He was a part of the 08 Tampa Bay Rays team that lost the World Series. So he does have World Series experience to keep the World Series theme. Let's see. Right-hander. Right-handed stick. Obviously a right-hander playing shortstop, but also a right-handed stick. Career 270 hitter. And he made $17.6 million.
There's a lot of silence right now. I'm desperately trying to think of that Rays team.
People are sending in
I'm not looking.
Movie suggestions. Okay.
I'm not
Hereditary,
looking.
Good one. Toni Collette, excellent in
it's
that.
It's not Ben. It can't be Ben Zobrist.
Twitch chat has it.
It can't be. It's not like B.J. Upton.
It's not Ben Zobrist or B.J. Upton.
Who else was even on that Rays team? Come on, Jones.
Did you give us a range of years? You just said 08.
Okay, so he, cup of coffee, 04, his last season. Oh, my God, he only played three games. His last season was 14, but he barely played.
Whew.
But his All-Star year was 09, and he was on that 08 World Series team.
He was an All-Star for the Rays?
He was an All-Star for
and in the World
Rays.
Series for the Rays. We should know this. This is going to be, I'm going to be.
Played with Crawford and Longoria.
This is going to be bad. Yeah,
he was on
right.
those teams.
Yeah, those guys. I remember those guys.
You
Who
know,
was this
you know,
guy?
You know the guys.
Brent Abernathy, who's been a random ball
We've
player.
We've had him before. Yeah. Played with my cousin down in Atlanta. No, he is a.
I'm looking. This is horrible.
You're going to look?
You got a nickname?
Let me see. I went off of his page.
I already looked. If you guys want to keep guessing.
I'm
annoyed at myself.
No, sadly, no nickname.
I'm annoyed. Jason Bartlett.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Jason Bartlett.
Good player.
He's solid.
Yeah, he's an all-star. Like about a one-time all-star.
Yeah, he was fine.
For a World
a top
Series
20
team.
MVP.
Yeah, he got some MVP votes.
Yeah, he did.
He'd stock you some dingers.
Oh, 08, 18th in the MVP. Yeah,
he still got one vote.
Right.
His all-star season, he had 320.
Yeah, what was he up to that year?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to ask him.
Yeah.
He had a 6-2 war that year.
No nickname.
And today?
That's suspect.
He is 46.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, hell yeah.
To Jason Bartlett, the Bartman. As they used to call him.
No, yep. Doesn't say
that's
that
what,
here.
That's what they did.
Not on here.
Random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937.
Somebody guessed Andy Ashby.
Honestly, it's a safe guess.
You might as well.
Andy, just get in there with
every
Andy
day.
Ashby.
It will be him again.
Yeah. once a month, it's Andy Ashby. We got WEEI Afternoons. You can dial him up. Tommy Curran. And the Razor, Andrew Raycroft. Plus, you got Hunt. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get to the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it is not time for grab bag. No. We'll get to the clip du jour next. Sorry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them. Break.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
on most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, one sleep away from Halloween. Ooh. Getting a little spooky out there. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, on all Thursdays, we usually go on the clock 60 seconds on a big topic of the week, whatever it might be. Maybe it's a game preview for the Patriots. Or maybe it is the perfect Halloween night. First things first, you get yourself all the candy that you want. That's the candy you're going to give away at your house. Therefore, if there's any leftover, great, you have that going forward. Here's the key to the trick-or-treating night. You get yourself a wagon. You might have a wagon. You bring your kids to the beach, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Especially if you have a real little kid that maybe can't walk the entire distance, then you don't want to carry them, so you stick them in the wagon. But that's not the sole purpose of the wagon. The wagon also carries a cooler filled with beers. So you fill that bad boy up at the beginning of the night. Every couple of houses, you're like, I got a beer. You see some dads and moms around along the route. Like, hey, you want? I got a treat right here. A little trick? No, I got some treats. So now you got a bag full of candy. You got your kid in there if they get tired. And you got unlimited beers throughout the night. By the time you make your big lap around the entire block, you've had 5 to 6 beers. No big deal. You make it home in time to go through all the candy. You squirrel away the candy that you want. You tell your kids we're gonna make some trades, shuffle it up, that kind of thing. And then you pop in a horror movie. Pop in a horror movie at the end of the night, and you're going to be living your best life. That's my night tomorrow.
I mean, what a plan.
Just kind of summed it up for everybody right there.
The wagon. Well, first of all, just listening to you, I thought you were going to say wag. And I was like, well, this is bold.
Oh, wag.
This is bold to be talking about.
Yeah, you take a look for all the other moms out there.
But but the wagon isn't just for toting the child around.
It's everything.
I thought it was going to be candy overflow. No, you bring your beers with you.
Well, then also, we've had some weird weather Halloweens the last few years. So if the kid starts off with a jacket, then wants to take that off, then you want to carry it. Well, fire that in the wagon.
I thought you were going to say too many beers. It's also a shelter.
Crawl up. Have somebody pull you home. It gets too dicey.
It's so versatile.
I know.
What a brilliant idea.
Although I usually do, you bring your dog too?
We have. I think we wouldn't do it again after we did it one time. There's too many people.
You're in too crowded of a place.
Too much foot
less
traffic.
Crowded.
Yeah.
The dog usually likes going. He likes to see what's going on.
Oh,
what's
that's
what?
Nice.
So I got one hand on the leash, one hand on the wagon.
You dressing Harrow up?
What is he at? No, he has like spooky bandanas, but I don't think he has any like.
A nice
he doesn't have like a hot dog costume or anything.
A nice festive.
I don't
bandana.
Want to embarrass him.
No.
But I'll give him like.
He has to see these
like
dogs
a pumpkin,
364 other days of the year.
You might have like a skull and crossbones type of bandana or something.
Nice.
That's about it.
I like that. WEEI Afternoons comes your way next. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. If you're looking for a spooktacular deal on this Halloween, visit the Nines Friday, tomorrow. Kids eat free or feed the family at home with a family meal deal to go. You gotta love the Nines. You got any good Halloween life hacks like Keith over there?
No, I was late to the wagon party. Mm. Like, we started, and my kids are older now, but when they were younger and we started going to,
the
like...
The wagon party was digs on that party bar. That was the wagon party.
But people started, they were like, get the wagon, they put beer in the... I'm like, wait, we're doing this?
Yeah.
Like, that's how this works? And they're like,
dive in.
Yeah, we're absolutely doing this.
Of course we are.
So, yeah,
there's no reason not to.
It's a little bit like
Yeah, you're not, but we are.
Youth sports
yeah.
Yetis. Yeah. I was late to that game where there's a lot of those Yetis that's not coffee in there. Like, there's a lot that goes on, but I'm just not really a big Halloween guy. In general.
Oh, no, boy. I know. You save it for the 4th of July.
That was you who texted, just shut the lights off and go to dinner and then come back around 10.
Tremendous.
That was you.
Yeah. That is a good Halloween right there.
Shut the lights off.
And you
off.
Probably can go anywhere you want. It's probably not busy because everybody else is trick-or-treating with their kids.
Well, see, I do.
Oh, that's true.
I do respect that part of it.
Right?
No, you're wide open.
Go wherever.
So someplace where you usually have a long wait or can't get a reservation, tomorrow night might be a nice Friday night, date night.
A Chuck E. Cheese, you could sit anywhere you want.
I was thinking more adult level.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
You
got the trampoline park to yourself, Hart.
What's coming up on the I know you got Curran. I know you got Razor.
Yeah, 3:30, Tom Curran. We'll talk to him about the forthcoming trade deadline. We'll talk to him a little bit about this whole Keon White, Bill wanted to take him over Gonzo. I heard you talking about
it's a bit piling on.
It is.
Yeah.
I love the idea of
I don't mind
the talking point.
And it might even be right, but it's now?
Yeah, 3 years ago, we couldn't have found this out a little bit before now.
Uh-huh. It does really sound true, though, doesn't it?
Oh, very, very easily.
Of course. I could see Bill hating Gonzalez and loving Keon. I could totally see
that. Usually we would hear the victory lap of they were going to take Keon White in the first round. They got him in the second. It definitely, remember Lawrence Maroney, Chad Jackson?
Yep.
Oh, Chad Jackson. And we almost took him at 21. We ended up getting both of our first round picks. We got two first round.
Crushed
There's usually
it.
Something like that fluffing up the draft. Yep. I don't believe we ever got that with the Keon White one. Now it feels a little bit. And believe me, I think the afternoon program could be accused as much as anyone of piling on Bill Belichick. This really
this
feels
was like.
And they were so eager.
Well, this is your stance. Let's hear Ted at 3. But
that's a good point. Ted at 3 might be different. Yeah. But Breer, they were so eager. Breer was telling the story, and Phil Perry's
No. He was really bad at it.
No, he was worse. So it was a little crazy. And we'll talk to Razor. I'll be interested. Corpus Hollow?
Corpy.
Back to back? What's that all about?
Corpy game.
I mean, I know.
Marco Sturm's putting his foot down.
Razor's going to tell you it's been the plan all along, I'm sure.
Well, last week, Razor told me that Swayman's goals above expected.
He's actually really good.
But he isn't, because now I know the website and I looked it up and he fell to 31st. So he can't tell me that anymore. Now I did my research and I'm ready for Razor.
Well, and or just Sturm started Corpus Hollow. That tells you all you need.
Yeah, that kind of does tell you. Because he told us before the season, I remember hearing Sturm say something about, I don't really have a set plan. I'll go with my gut. So his gut tells him.
I guess so.
Corpus Hollow is the better goalie and gives him a chance to win.
Look, if there's one thing I believe, it's that Sturm does not have a plan. I mean, I firmly believe that. Okay, stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. Hart, Fitzy, Ted, Curran, Razor. We're back tomorrow, Keith. It is a busy show.
Wait.
We have a double top five Friday.
And it's going to be so spooky. It's going to be the spookiest show of the year.
We got a Friday four-pack.
Uh-huh.
We got the Week in Review. We got Keys to Pats and Falcons.
And you want Stiz on? Maybe for the final day of Halloween.
Oh, maybe. It will be spooky, and we will be in costumes.
Yes.
So tune in tomorrow at 10 on the radio and on Twitch, and we'll talk to you then on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB Week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.